Welcome to our Guru Katz podcast on mindful art. In the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the fascinating intersection of mindfulness and artistic creation. But first, let's start with a clear definition of what we mean by mindful art. Mindful art is the practice of creating art with full awareness and presence in the moment. It's an approach to artistic expression that emphasizes the process of creation rather than focusing solely on the end product. When engaging in mindful art, the artist pays close attention to their thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations as they work. They observe the movement of their hands, the texture of their materials, and the evolution of their piece without judgment or attachment to a specific outcome. This practice combines the principles of mindfulness meditation with the act of artistic creation. It encourages artists to fully immerse themselves in the present moment, letting go of worries about the future or regrets about the past. By doing so, mindful art can become a form of moving meditation, offering many of the same benefits as traditional mindfulness practices, such as reduced stress, increased focus, and enhanced creativity. Mindful art isn't limited to any particular medium or style. It can be applied to painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, or any other form of artistic expression. The key is the artist's state of mind and level of awareness during the creative process. In this podcast, we'll delve deeper into how to identify mindful creation, strategies for practicing mindful art, some helpful tips and tricks, and even explore some famous artists known for their mindful approach to creation. Whether you're an experienced artist or someone who's never picked up a paintbrush, mindful art can offer a new way to approach creativity and self-expression. So let's begin our journey into the world of mindful art. Identifying mindful creation is key to understanding and practicing mindful art. Unlike conventional art making, which may sometimes be rushed or goal-oriented, mindful creation has distinct characteristics that set it apart. First and foremost, mindful creation is characterized by a deep sense of presence. When creating mindfully, artists are fully engaged in the present moment, aware of their thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. They're not worrying about the final product or judging their work. Instead, they're immersed in the act of creation itself. Another hallmark of mindful creation is a non-judgmental attitude. Mindful artists observe their creative process without labeling it as good or bad. They accept whatever emerges without criticism, viewing mistakes or unexpected outcomes as part of the journey rather than failures. Mindful creation also involves a heightened awareness of the senses. Artists pay close attention to the feel of the brush in their hand, the smell of the paint, the sound of pencil on paper, or the visual changes as their work progresses. This sensory engagement deepens the connection between the artist and their work. Patience is another key aspect of mindful creation. There's no rush to finish or achieve a particular result. The process unfolds at its own pace, and the artist remains present with each step, whether it's mixing colors, sketching outlines, or adding final touches. In mindful creation, there's often a sense of flow or losing track of time. Artists may find themselves so absorbed in their work that they enter a state of focused concentration where self-consciousness fades away. Conversely, unmindful creation might involve rushing to finish, constant self-criticism, worrying about others' opinions, or creating with divided attention, like while watching TV. An unmindful artist might be more focused on the end result than the process, or might create art primarily to please others rather than for self-expression. To identify whether you're creating mindfully, ask yourself, am I fully present with my art right now? Am I judging my work or simply observing it? Am I aware of my physical sensations and emotions as I create? Am I patient with the process, or am I rushing to finish? Remember, mindful creation is a practice. It's normal for your mind to wander or for judgments to arise. The key is to gently bring your attention back to the present moment and the act of creation whenever you notice this happening. With time and practice, you'll find it easier to enter and maintain a state of mindful creation. Now that we understand what mindful creation looks like, let's explore 10 strategies to help you create art more mindfully. These techniques can be applied to any form of artistic expression and can help deepen your creative practice. 1. Set an intention. Before you begin, take a moment to set an intention for your creative session. This could be as simple as, I intend to stay present, or I intend to enjoy the process. 2. Create a sacred space. Designate a specific area for your art practice. Keep it clean, organized, and free from distractions. This helps signal to your mind that it's time to enter a creative, mindful state. 3. Start with a brief meditation. Take a few minutes to sit quietly and focus on your breath before you begin creating. This can help center your mind and transition into a more mindful state. 4. Use all your senses. As you create, consciously engage all your senses. Notice the texture of your materials, the colors you see, the sounds of your tools, even the smell of paint or clay. 5. Practice slow art. Deliberately slow down your creative process. Take time with each stroke, each movement. This can help you stay present and fully engage with your art. 6. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need for your art to be perfect. Instead, view imperfections as unique aspects of your creation, embracing them as part of the process. 7. Take mindful breaks. Periodically step back from your work. Use these moments to take a few deep breaths, reassess your creation with fresh eyes, and reconnect with your intention. 8. Practice gratitude. As you create, cultivate a sense of gratitude. Be thankful for your materials, your ability to create, and the time you have to engage in your art. 9. Use mindful prompts. Incorporate mindfulness prompts into your art. For example, you might create a piece based on your current emotional state or a specific sensory experience. 10. Reflect mindfully. After your creative session, take time to reflect on your experience. Notice how you feel, what you learned, and how the process affected you without judgment. Remember, these strategies are not rules but guidelines. Feel free to adapt them to suit your personal style and needs. The goal is to cultivate a more mindful approach to your art practice, enhancing both the process and your overall experience. Implementing these strategies may feel challenging at first, but with consistent practice, they can become natural parts of your creative routine. Over time, you may find that this mindful approach not only enhances your art, but also brings a sense of peace and presence to other areas of your life. Now that we've explored strategies for mindful art creation, let's dive into some practical tips and tricks to enhance your mindful art practice. These suggestions can help you overcome common challenges and deepen your experience of mindful creation. First, consider using a timer for short, focused sessions. Start with just 5 to 10 minutes of mindful creation and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable with the practice. This can help prevent overwhelm and make the practice more approachable. Next, experiment with different materials and techniques. Sometimes, working with unfamiliar tools or methods can naturally bring you into a more mindful state as you pay closer attention to what you're doing. This could be as simple as using your non-dominant hand to draw or trying a new medium like clay if you usually paint. Create a pre-art ritual to signal the beginning of your mindful practice. This could be lighting a candle, playing specific music, or doing a brief stretching routine. Rituals can help transition your mind from daily concerns to a more focused, present state. Consider keeping a mindful art journal. After each session, jot down your observations, feelings, and insights. This can help you track your progress and deepen your understanding of your creative process. If you find your mind wandering frequently, try incorporating a mindful mantra or affirmation. Repeat phrases like, "I am here now," or "creating in this moment" silently as you work to help refocus your attention. Don't shy away from difficult emotions in your practice. If you're feeling stressed or upset, use your art as a way to explore and express these feelings mindfully. This can be a powerful form of emotional processing and self-discovery. If you're struggling with perfectionism, try setting time limits for your work. This can help you focus on the process rather than obsessing over the outcome. Remember that mindful art doesn't have to be serious or solemn. Bring a sense of playfulness and curiosity to your practice. Approach your art with a beginner's mind, as if you're experiencing it for the first time. If you find yourself getting stuck or frustrated, take a mindful pause. Step away from your work, take a few deep breaths, and reconnect with your body and surroundings before continuing. Lastly, consider joining or creating a mindful art group. Practicing with others can provide motivation, accountability, and the opportunity to share experiences and insights. Remember, the goal of these tips and tricks is not to add pressure or expectations to your practice, but to support and enrich your journey in mindful art creation. Feel free to try different approaches and see what resonates with you. The most important thing is to maintain an attitude of openness, curiosity, and non-judgment as you explore mindful art creation. Throughout history, many renowned artists have incorporated mindfulness into their creative processes, often without explicitly labeling it as such. Their approaches to art making can provide inspiration and insights for our own mindful art practices. One of the most famous examples is Vincent van Gogh. Despite his tumultuous life, Van Gogh found solace and presence in his art. His letters reveal a deep awareness of his surroundings, particularly nature, which he observed with great intensity. This mindful observation translated into his vibrant, emotive paintings. Van Gogh's practice of painting outdoors, or in plein air, was itself a form of mindful engagement with his environment. Georgia O'Keeffe, known for her striking flower paintings and southwestern landscapes, practiced a form of mindful art. She spent long periods observing her subjects, immersing herself in their details and essence before painting. O'Keefe once said, "In a way, nobody sees a flower really, it is so small. We haven't time, and to see takes time. Like to have a friend takes time." This quote encapsulates the mindful approach she took to her art. The abstract expressionist painter Mark Rothko created his large color field paintings with a meditative approach. He advocated for viewers to stand close to his paintings, allowing the colors to envelop them. This invitation to immerse oneself in the present moment experience of color and form aligns closely with mindfulness principles. In the realm of sculpture, Isamu Noguchi approached his work with a Zen-like mindfulness. Influenced by both Eastern and Western philosophies, Noguchi saw his creative process as a way of understanding and connecting with the world around him. His stone sculptures often evoke a sense of presence and balance, reflecting his mindful approach to creation. The contemporary artist Yayoi Kusama, known for her immersive polka dot installations, has spoken about how art making helps her cope with her mental health challenges. Her repetitive patterns and all-encompassing environments can be seen as a form of mindfulness practice, inviting both the artist and the viewer into a state of focused awareness. In the world of photography, Henri Cartier-Bresson practiced what he called the decisive moment, a state of heightened awareness, where the photographer becomes one with their surroundings, ready to capture fleeting moments. This approach required intense presence and mindfulness. These artists, among many others, demonstrate that mindful art creation is not a new concept, but rather a timeless approach to creativity. They show us that by fully engaging with our art, our surroundings, and our inner experiences, we can create work that is not only aesthetically powerful, but also deeply meaningful and transformative. As we conclude this podcast, remember that these artists developed their mindful practices over lifetimes dedicated to their craft. Allow their examples to inspire you, but don't feel pressured to emulate them exactly. Your journey in mindful art will be uniquely your own, shaped by your experiences, intentions, and creative voice.